This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Good morning, America. I'm Charles Gibson.
I'm Diane Sawyer, and it's Tuesday, September 11th, 2001.
It is beautiful outside, perfect September day with lots of sunshine. Oh, would you look at Washington, huh? I'm going outside today.
Other than that, it's kind of quiet around the country. We like quiet. It's quiet. It's too quiet.
14 years ago today, we woke up and it was too quiet, unless we woke up late. And then suddenly we woke up to a cacophony of chaos and terrorism. 9/11, 14 years later. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got Healing Revolution. Dr. Frank King scheduled also to talk a little bit about the anxiety on 9/11, what to do, as well as we're going to cure and reverse some diabetes with Christopher Barr a little later as we talk more GTF Chromium. For now, welcome to the show and welcome Super Don and our millennial, not intern, but assistant producer, Op-Ed is back. Thanks, guys, for being here on this 9/11 anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Well, it's you know, we've been doing these 9/11 anniversary shows for a while, and I don't know. It's interesting because, you know, yesterday you and I were talking about how, oh, it's 9/11, and
Coming up,
kind of walked away from the conversation. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right, huh? Yeah, okay. And then, you know, I went to bed, and I woke up, I don't know, it was like 2:30 in the morning, mm-hmm. and I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
And I was drawn to the computer, and I did the same thing that I do on a regular basis on 9/11. My conscious brain is going, yeah, okay, I've got 3,000 things going on. I got stuff, and oh, yeah, tomorrow's 9/11. But I had to go and do what I normally do, which is go back and kind of relive the experience again.
In fact, Super Don, you went back and also listened to like 4 or 5 years of our archive.
I did. After I got done watching the initial news coverage, I went back and I listened to our 9/11 shows for the last 5 years. And, man, you know, it just, there's so many different ways to look at the situation and try and process the situation, right, even this many years later.
But with all the different perspectives and opinions, I know your compassion, as ours does, go out to the victims, the families that suffered the ultimate tragedy there.
Well, it does. And listen, I mean, as I was saying, there's so many different ways to look at what happened, why it happened, how it happened. And those are important things to talk about. They are. Because a lot of people died. You know, 3,000 people just on that day in those buildings died.
The question is, you know, would they die in vain? Or would there be a purpose that would solidify our commitment, for instance, to liberty instead of a police state, security state? This is the first year we're doing a 9/11 retrospective with a millennial perspective. And, Ed, you were in, what, eighth grade when this happened?
Yeah, eighth grade, Spanish class.
And was this part
of the reason? I feel old now.
Yeah, I know. But was this part of the reason you ended up, you know, looking toward the military in a sense? I mean, getting that, we've got to fight. We've got to fight the bad guys, the terrorists.
Yeah, no, I think you hit it right in the head. That is one of the predominant drivers behind mine and many others, especially my generation, to go into the military. That we got attacked, man, you know?
Right, but the question is, who attacked us? That's still been redacted and censored, if you will, or claimed to be classified. and Rand Paul and others have called for its release. Evidently, Obama is right now the only one standing between more of the release of perhaps that the Saudi Arabian government had more to do with it, and Iraq maybe had nothing to do with it.
You know, it's really tough because in one end it's going to be a big catalyst to wake people up to a lot of the issues we're facing in regard to our freedoms being taken away here for the premise of terrorism, right? But at the end of it, it's like the anxiety that's going to be caused. I think it's already started, right? Don's talking about he has a hard time sleeping.
Yes.
Just imagine what the anxiety is going to be when like a generation of soldiers realize that we went to fight in Iraq when it was Saudi Arabia or the entire time. And it was known the entire time, right?
Right, exactly. It wasn't known at that point. So there's going to be a lot more anxiety, trauma, shock, if you will, to address that tragedy of 14 years ago now. And, you know, we'll continue to discuss it. Of course, we recommend that you read official stories by Liam Sheff. His chapter on 9/11 is quite profound. And in fact, we have an image released as well in the show notes today, robertscottbell.com. You can explore more there. We have some more clips, though, to remind us of that day, what it felt like, what we heard, what was going on in the mainstream media, Super Don.
Yeah, and when you listen to this, I think it's difficult not to remember the first time that you heard some of this coverage because it was just so shocking. And this kind of goes in chronological order, but I remember watching this very thing that we're about to hear right now.
Number two.
Yeah. This just in, you were looking at obviously a very disturbing live shot there. That is the World Trade Center.
Apparently a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center in New York.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That looks like a second plane. So this looks like it is some sort of a concerted effort to attack the World Trade Center that is underway.
This is so shocking, of course, to everybody watching.
I've never seen anything like it.
The building's exploding right now. You got people running up the street.
David, we're going to have to cut you off. President Bush is speaking.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
And the Pentagon is being evacuated. There is a large fire there, and that is the smoke you see in the shot that you are looking at now.
Remember the shock and awe, that concept. I mean, that literally was that for our country and for the world, witnessing that event. It was not small, it was not minor, it was overwhelming. And, you know, we can remember and feel the emotions that we felt watching. Of course, 14 years later, we look back at it, we've analyzed it and reanalyzed it and say, for instance, the Pentagon, where was the plane? Did the plane just vaporize, disappear? No tail section, no engines. Again, this is what we do, even though we feel the emotions now. We owe it to our posterity to be willing to look boldly at the events and question everything about them so that those who died did not die in vain. We do not want to abandon liberty because of this. We want to embrace it even more. We want to teach our children even more about that liberty.
That's prophetic.
Yeah. it almost leaves you speechless sometimes when you listen to this. And, you know, actually one of the things I noticed, just on another note, a lot of those people that we're talking aren't even on the news anymore. You recognize some of those voices?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, a lot of them have gone.
Katie Couric, Charles Gibson, Peter Jennings, you know, that was our generation of the people that we grew up doing the news.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and Ed, just an interesting perspective from, I was just imagining if I saw that in eighth grade, even things that you remember like we do, Super Don and I, watching the TV of the Challenger exploding. I was in college already at that time, too, and you have a younger, more naive view of the world. But in this case with 9/11, we're rapidly maturing in our understanding. I think a lot fewer people are willing to fall for events and just take them at face value, even though that was so shocking, it was hard to have a conscious mind to think about it. Super Don, do we have one more clip to play?
Yeah, this is, the planes hit the buildings, and then, of course, you know what happened after that.
Wow.
And some people were...
Jamie, I need you to stop for a second. There has just been a huge explosion. We can see a billowing smoke rising, and I'll tell you that I can't see that second tower.
Let's go to the Trade Tower again, because, John, we now have a... What do we have?
Only one tower is standing. The other has collapsed.
It has completely collapsed. The whole side has collapsed?
The whole building has collapsed.
The building has collapsed.
heard a big bang, and then we saw smoke coming out, and everybody started running out, and we saw the plane on the other side of the building, and there was smoke everywhere, and people were jumping out the windows. Over there, they're jumping out the windows, I guess, because they're trying to save themselves. I don't know.
And there's, you can see, perhaps the second tower, the front tower, the top portion of which is collapsing. Good Lord. There are no words.
Yeah, at the time, though, it was, good Lord, and there are no words, prayers. At the same time, we, 14 years later, can assess and look back and say, no building prior and no building since who has been consumed by fire, partially or totally, has ever collapsed, especially not into its own footprint. And, of course, raising the question of Building 7, which was not struck directly, had some fires, and it collapsed into its own footprint. So it's very important now that we look back, we declassify this information, demand of these politicians that are hiding and obfuscating the horrible truth that we did the wrong thing in response. And that is as big a tragedy, if not bigger. And again, not to take away from the lives who were lost, but you know, 1 million-plus Iraqis have died, maybe needlessly. And on top of the injuries and deaths of our troops, and of course the psychological and other toxicological traumas that they suffer. Ed, as a millennial, you know, you served in the military as well, if we could say that. Again, this is it's shocking to begin to look at it with these eyes.
No, it is absolutely shocking. And I think one of the biggest things to note here is what's the path forward, right? How do we move forward and have an effective end of this to stop, you know, this again from happening? And secondly, stop our freedoms from being infringed upon, you know?
Yeah. And Super Don, I know I feel your emotions as well, but you get what we're saying, too, about those who died. We don't want them to die, and then the result of their death is our loss of liberty, a loss of our soul, you know, the reason for being here in America.
Yes, and you know what? The anger is there for people who want the answers and feel like the truth hasn't been told, and I totally understand that, and I share that. But we also have to just remember the mourning part of this, and remember the loss of life, and hopefully not repeat the same mistakes that we've made that may have led to this.
Yeah. Well, let's learn the history that actually happened, not what the official stories that claimed it to be. And we'll continue on, and we'll do it for those who have passed from this plane of existence. Thank you, Op-Ed. Thank you, Super Don. We're going to be back with Dr. Frank King, Healing Revolution. We have got to talk about 9-1-1 14 years later, 9-11. And then we'll talk about the future as well for the kids, the youngins, our kids, your kids, maybe your grandkids. And then we'll talk diabetes and even bad habits. So stick around. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks for being with us. RobertScottBell.com.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
On the count of three.
Here we go. Three, two, one.
Are you ready to rock and roll?
We are going to start a revolution, okay?
The revolution will be broadcast.
Woo!
Say you want a revolution.
All right, calming the waters, this Healing Revolution Friday. It's Dr. Frank King, 9/11, 14 years later, Dr. King, and I wish everybody knew about 911 stress control, even though technically it had nothing to do with 911. It was dialing 911, but I'm thinking anybody that's dealing with anxiety and things, it'd still be an appropriate remedy for today.
It is. It's one of those universal remedies, Robert, that we put together really for any type of stress, whether it's mental, emotional, or even physical stress. You know, from a scraped knee to an injury of any type, a burn, you know, like I said, from a scraped knee to a drive-by shooting.
This yeah.
What this product is great for, from, you know, I had an A through Z use of, now we're just calling it stress control. Or
you got
another term we have for it is advanced first aid for the whole person.
Right, right.
And those, you know, those are two products that are the same thing to help people understand how they can best utilize this product. Most people just never got that, wow, this is good for physical trauma as well.
I know you've told some stories about using it. I remember the burning on the grill scenario, and I've been utilizing it, and of course interchangeably, because I know the advanced first aid, 911 stress control, you can have different names, and this is the thing, some people will read a label and say, well, that doesn't apply to me. And it's like, how do you get one name to translate into all of its uses? And it's almost impossible. So we continue to communicate it, and you can label it a little different for different markets perhaps. But again, it has been one of my go-to remedies for a lot of years now.
It should be in everybody's home and an automobile. It's one of those things from a mother that's losing it with four kids pulling at her dress or or a Mr. Dad trying to do all that, whatever. It's one of those remedies that is universal, whether you're dealing with a conflict resolution in the workspace, or you're dealing with a test anxiety as a child, or you're wondering when's the next big one coming. I think we've all fallen into what I would call a false sense of security again, where, you know, it's probably not if, but when the next attack really does manifest. You know, it's a reality. I'm not a doomsday person. They call me the eternal optimist.
Yes, you are.
Here, but it's something but I'm also not a naivist. And so with that, you know, this is a reality. It's so easy in a briefcase to put even a dirty bomb that's going to have radiation issues.
Sure. And when I come back to things like EMF detox and other remedies that we've talked about over the years to address EM fields and things, and I think the practicality of reviewing this on a day like 9/11, 14 years later, to recognize that throughout history there have been events unforeseen, some foreseen, that if you're not prepared, it's just plain not good, and it's not smart. And the fact of the matter is, life on some level is unpredictable. There are always tragedies. There are always even natural disasters, or now we're dealing in the age of terroristic scenarios. And it's not that we can prevent everything, but we certainly can prepare a more appropriate response should we be in such a crisis. I think that's the main thing if we talk preparedness.
It is. My 14-year-old daughter, it has her, you know, so planned out in such detail. She wants to go to Columbia University in New York City.
Boy.
And I'm like, Bella, hold on a minute.
Yes, please. No, yes. Bella, no. I'll talk to her for you, Dr. King.
Serious discussions here. And, of course, she says, but that's going to prepare me for Harvard, Dad. You know, and I'm thinking, oh, my, this girl is, you know, she really is a planner. And
she's driven academically for sure, too.
And, you know, and she really wants to, you know, really do the best in preparedness for life. And, you know, we're having this long discussion about what's going to happen in New York City next. What are the real risk factors and the realities? And I don't mind going there for, you know, a seminar or for a weekend or extended weekend with my family. But
sure,
to live there,
I think also this brings to light, Dr. King, and as parents that we are, to look at our kids and the world they're growing up in. And I've got some questions about certain value systems that we had in the 20th century and how they're translating in the 21st with a lot of changes. You know, are the Harvards and Columbias really the ticket to success that they once were? And maybe we could talk a little bit about that and preparing for the future for our kids and their kids' generations coming. So, special edition here of the Healing Revolution, 9/11, 14 years later. RobertScottBell.com, also connecting to KingBio.com. We'll tell you how to reach out after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways at so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. RobertsWater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Extend your life with Rich Dentovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Dr. King, I like where this is going. I think like we're two dads talking to each other about kids, what we're concerned about, and I'm sure there are a lot of young parents out there as well thinking about that. What is the direction? I mean, I was of the impression, even though I went to a major university like an egghead university, at the same time I had senses about the value system there that I didn't like, I didn't embrace, of course, with allopathic medicine, the technology, the elitism, etc. And I'm thinking preparing for the future is like we're talking about 9-1-1, for instance, 9-11. It's about a different era, a different time. What is valuable? Farming, to me, is the most valuable thing. Growing your own food, repairing things, being able to build things, and not so much some of these high-tech medical professions, even though they tend to be profitable now. I don't foresee that lasting for a long time.
No, I don't either. I think it's, I had a teacher once share with us in school that, you can have a lot of degrees, but no temperature.
Yes.
And the other one was, that we came up with was, you can find a lot of degrees on a rectal thermometer.
Oh my goodness. Well, and that's why I've often referred to them as degrees in many cases. Now, I wouldn't want to curtail Bella's or any child, young person's desire for higher learning and education. That's not the point of our discussion here. But it's also a practical statement. It's like, how do you temper a desire to learn things and put it into a place where it translates into something that is just not an expensive degree with little or no opportunity to utilize it in a practical manner?
I agree with you, Robert. There's a lot of Harvard and Yale graduates and other major, what'd you call them, egghead schools?
Yeah, the egghead schools, yes.
And I certainly wasn't one of those. I went to Youngstown State University.
Oh, you were the young boxer beating up everybody. No, you weren't beating everybody up, but you were a scrapple kind of guy.
Well, it was a survival. It was the only way I found. It was a key way to save my masculinity in a minority. I was a minority in a.
You were pigmentally challenged.
And yes, so it was my key to survival. And it really was I never really took to a higher level of education. And
but look what you've done. I mean, you're actually brilliant, and I may say so myself. I know you, and of course I know that you're teaching so many who have even these higher degrees, right, in the medical professions, and yet they're recognizing that value. And again, this is, you're of a previous generation that has really pioneered the ability to say, I'm not going to be held back by that. In fact, I'm going to be the one teaching these folks that didn't learn the things correctly.
It is, so much value. There was times I hated it as a kid, growing up on a farm and having three heat strokes before I was old enough to get my driver's license. But I wouldn't change it for the world. I wouldn't change, being challenged in fights every day at school for years. That's, to me, those were great. You really grow.
Mm-hmm.
You really learn street smarts. You learn certain qualities of life from farming and if you didn't plant that seed just right, you're not getting any money in the fall with your harvest,
Yeah, it was these are life and death decisions, or certainly economic viability decisions. And the question is, how do we teach kids of this generation, the millennials coming up, that may never have had a day on the farm? Now, your kids, of course, have had some experience in the ranch and the farm, but at the same time, many have not. And that's why, a big part of our message here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and with the Healing Revolution is to go back and get in touch with the natural world, plant seeds, even if you don't have a growing farm for economic purposes, just to be able to feed yourself, your family, or your neighbors, or your friends. I mean, these are things that are as valuable as anything that they might try to say is as valuable as a Harvard degree, again, and then you go into, what, $200,000 debt in 4 years.
Yes, it's, to me, it's, it is kind of the new word, I guess, is called ludicrous. I heard you use that. I'm actually looking at a Tesla. It's an SUV coming out this fall.
Uh-huh.
That we have, we're on the waiting list for that Tesla X, the four-wheel drive SUV. It's really a neat car. And I'm just real excited about it, but they have an upgrade. It's called Ludicrous Speed.
Ludicrous Speed. Is that like a program they throw into the machine there for you?
Yeah, it's a program and an extra battery pack, and it basically makes their SUV faster than any Ferrari.
Oh, my gosh.
And so it's really my son saying, Dad, you got to get that. And I'm like, well, we'll see. But But yeah, just nothing but like the acceleration of a, I don't know if you rode in my Tesla, Rob.
Oh yeah, we went for a ride. I mean, that was a, that was like the Incredible Hulk roller coaster at Universal Studios. I mean, the way it shoots you out from the start, it's an incredible rush, I have to admit. And being a guy like I am, you like, you live for a little bit of those adrenaline, rushes occasionally. And, you know, that may satisfy it from a, an electrical energy perspective.
Yes. Well, anyway, I don't know where I got off on this. But it's,
I like the subject matter, though. I don't mind.
I think it was Spaceballs. There was a goofy movie made, spoof.
Yes, the different speeds, right? Which speed were they going to choose?
This new ludicrous speed. And it was like, it's, you know, anyway, it's kind of beyond warp speed, as I, mm-hmm. I think. But anyway, that's what they're calling it at Tesla. And... and so it's anyway. With all that said, why
two we guys talking about cars? What's what could be better on a Friday?
Went from our care for our kids to cars. but you know, back to the kids. You know, and it is something that you know we don't hold back. Our you know, a motivated child. You know, she's going mm-hmm. to a you know a boarding school, but she's a day student. And okay. but it's one of those schools when you. Basically graduate from, you become, you can pretty much go anywhere you want.
Right, they gear you up for a high-level secondary education.
And this is, she's ninth grade, and this is where she chooses to go. So she's very, I never want to hold back a child and give them the freedom to explore their destiny. And when they have those motivations, we're all about you know, making sure they follow that. Now, my youngest son, he's a little bit of the opposite nature, but, you know, but he loves working the farm.
Oh, Nathan's such a great kid.
Principles of farming and bringing better foods to the world and better you know, agricultural methods. And, you know, he's the, you know, counter, point to Monsanto, mm-hmm. you know.
Yes.
And, you know, he's really all about that. He loves that kind of stuff and he loves business. But, and, so he's going to business school and being a senior this year.
Wow!
In high school, that's the difference. You know, you let your kids become what you follow their hearts. You
right.
know, and whether that's directly with what we do, there's no pressure. You know, mm-hmm. I feel that's important for kids.
But Dr. King, I like it when it kind of bubbles up from within. Right, they aren't being pressured because again, we go back to 20th century mass education. It was all about this pathway that was almost predestined or predesigned. This is the way you go, and if you want to succeed, you do this, you do that, and it was from an external source being imposed upon you. And I think you know my experience and yours probably too, and with these kids is that they have a unique set of skills, and yet they have to refine those skills through education and things. And you want them to follow their heart's desire, but at the same time, I always want to be certain that it is coming bubbling up from within as opposed to being overly influenced by those who have ulterior motives for their lives.
Right. You let your kids, if there was any words of wisdom in my 62 years or 3 years, whatever, I can't forget.
It's after 50, who cares?
Yeah. And, you know, it's the second half of your life, mm-hmm. you know, here we're in. And it's about letting them talk about what's interesting to them and discuss those things that are of interest to them. And if you don't, they won't find those interests. You kind of spark and desire for them to, you know, talk about their what little interests they might have at the beginning, but the more they talk about it and explore it and you're showing interest and you're letting them discuss it and giving them ideas to think about in relation to it, you know, it gives them those chewing and they walking through this process of analysis. And that's the thing that's really missing. You know, I think we've chatted about this a little bit in the past, but, you know, the three primary things about the most important things about life to learn are not taught in schools. And that is, first of all, you know, how to be a good steward of your finances. You know, and how to exercise that and develop that. And number two, and you know, is how to be a good steward of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And how to understand relationships and different types and personality types and people and dynamics and how to work with those. And those are your social skills that come out of that. And then number three, I call it, is really how to manage your life and your health. You know, I think those are synonymous, if I will. Mm-hmm. How to work with your higher centers, like hope, belief systems, even, you know, faith. Every business plan, every team, every sports team has to have some level of belief and faith. Belief is having an ideal, and a faith is the implications of how you implement to achieve that high ideal. You know, if the people didn't believe they were going to be champions, they will never be champions. If people didn't, writing a business plan, didn't have hope, faith, or beliefs, they would not, you know, accomplish those yes. business plans. It'll be another failed business. And you've got to have things like joy. Yeah. How do you measure that?
The joy meter.
Yes. You got to keep your joy meter full, and this one bad day doesn't throw you into a tailspin.
Sure. Dr. King, your third point about how to manage life and health is, this is where it's most inspiring to me. What you're doing, what we get to do, is bring that power of healing back into the personal space. Because so many generations prior to ours, or even ours, were taught that it was outside of us. We had to go to the experts, the Harvard trained, etc. So it kind of ties back in here. And teaching these millennials, for instance, that power to heal is theirs, it will transform, literally transform, the arena for health and life and life goals. And I'm excited that we get to do this together. So stick around. We got one more segment, and we're going to talk about how to put it all together. Remember, the eight essentials that Dr. King talks about in The Healing Revolution, his wonderful book. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results.
to order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
You know, it feels like we're always on ludicrous speed here, Dr. King. When we get together, the healing revolution goes so fast, even if we talk extra slow, and bringing these essentials that you brought out in your book as well, and you talk about them in many different ways. I like the three steps that you listed, the being a good steward over your finances and relationships, and then how to manage life and health. And we talk about kids growing up in this 21st century and what their lives are likely to be relatively different from the way we grew up in the 20th century.
It is. You know, again, it's not the degrees you have, it's the temperature you have. You know, it's about working on your passion and finding purpose. You know, are some of the most powerful. I would take that over a Harvard degree any day. Excuse me, Harvard, for picking on you here.
That's okay. We can pick on the Harvards.
Yeah. and so, you know, we have these ideals, and it is. That was a human-created concept.
Yes.
And how you do in your educational system, how well you're able to conform to a mold that they're created for you, and versus being liberated into life, and how to manage and steward your life, and to set a vision and set these, you know, things that are burned down inside of you. When you find that purpose, most people, I don't believe, found their purpose in life. But once you do, and as you go through these exercises, which I did this with my nephews, I did this, you know, do this with my children, mm-hmm. and it really does create, and you see this passion come out of them over, you know, as you just nurture those thinking and, not telling them what to think, but you're nurturing them down the path. Well, you know, and we talk about, like my son was talking about, you know, well, Dad, you know, farming is so important. You know, it's no farms, no food kind of thing, and understanding the importance of that and how to do this and teach others and create a marketing plan to bring these healthier superfoods to people and to all the way down to talking about hemp and cannabis.
Yes.
And I'm talking to my 17-year-old who's never smoked cannabis, you know, but he's saying, you know, wow, he starts crunching the numbers. And I'm teaching him to crunch numbers and start looking at what you put towards your life and how those numbers work. And are you getting the numbers back to support your passion and your purpose of what you want to do in life and grow where you want to grow this business to? Do you want to be, you know, and there's no problem with being a farmer that just lives off the land and gets his, you know, just what he needs to live the simple life.
Right.
I know, to low impact, low entropy life.
Sure, sure.
That's all good. But sometimes you have, you know, you want to, but look for your purpose. And sometimes your purpose is much bigger than that. And anything in between, they're all right. Nobody's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, you know, according to that, you know, that's where you find it. And you find that that's the zone that they're going to be living the most fulfilled life. And that's what I think we're all about. Whether there's terrorism or not terrorism, we want to be working and living a fulfilled life. And terrorists have no authority and control once we have that in within us. And so, you know, 9/11 and repeats of whatever they do is not going to sway us, because we are much on a power purpose that makes the biggest difference in life.
And that comes back to the law of the terrain, and the terrain being not just a physical terrain, but an emotional, a mental, and spiritual terrain, where you can, you know, walk through proverbial walls despite the world falling apart around you. It's not impractical. It doesn't deny the existence of terror and other things, but it changes your focus of attention. But also, as we started today, Dr. King, the preparedness is also a responsibility that we have. Even when we're on purpose, when we have that passion, we also recognize that we have responsibilities to care for ourselves. And then if we're able to care for ourselves, then we can extend a hand to help care for others who are in need, or teach them like we're doing here and like you're doing and like it sounds like Nathan's going to be doing as well, which is awesome.
Yeah, and I don't know why we call them terrorists, Robert. I would think, but they're not causing me any terror. You know, they're idiots, but they're trying to create terror.
Right.
But terror can only manifest if we allow it to.
Yeah.
And when we get centered and focused and develop these inner qualities within us, those things don't create terror. Mm-hmm.
They create that bubble of joy. We talk about love. We talk about gratitude. These are all forms of medicine on a spiritual level as well. And with that, another successful Healing Revolution discussion. Really awesome.
Thank you, Robert. And, you know, because the power to heal is yours.
Yes, yes, yes.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.